illegal. Today, parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado are recovering from a powerful storm that killed at least 4 people. Yesterday, the Weather Service recorded 65 separate tornadoes across a large section of the West and Midwest. Some of the worst damage was last night in Colorado, in the town of Holly. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, a tornado funnel there as wide as 2 football fields ripped through a neighborhood.
Yesterday, Dory Schaefer had a beautiful split-level home. Today, much of the roof is gone and the backyard is littered with debris from her neighbor's property.
See, I believe this part of your shed.
Schaefer was home when the twister hit around 8 o'clock last night. She was downstairs. Her husband was on the main level watching television.
As the lights went out, he jumped up and he said, "Man, that train sure is loud." And then it dawned on him and he yelled, "Tornado." And he come down the stairs, and as he hit the bottom of the stairs to our sub-basement, it hit and knocked all the windows out, and it kind of blew him on into where the room was.
Schaefer and her husband escaped without injury. She says the house appears to be a total loss. Down the street, Brenda Crum's elderly parents lived in a modular home. All that's left is the cement foundation and a pile of debris in the backyard.
We're looking for a black box with their insurance papers and their wills and all that stuff in it, and whatever we can salvage.
Crum says both her parents are in the hospital. Her mom has a broken leg and pelvis, her dad 2 punctured lungs and broken ribs. She says he had just taken her mother into the bathroom when the twister crashed into their house.
He said he didn't really realize, but he just flew. And they were found in the field behind here.
They were in the house?
They were in the bathtub. And they flew clear back to some trees back there, and I found them.
Residents and volunteers started cleaning up the debris this morning. Among the twisted metal and broken-off trees, the town's warning siren looks to be pretty much intact and still bright, shiny red. As the storm approached, it never warned residents. Curtis Wright was home with his kids.
They're wanting to run to the basement because we got this storm cellar over here, but it was too late. There wasn't no going to the cellar, so we just got them down and we got into the hall in the center of the house, you know. And just stayed down and rode it out.
Usually the National Weather Service puts out alerts when a tornado is spotted, but not this time. Prowers County Undersheriff Ron Trowbridge says Weather Service radar doesn't reach this corner of southeastern Colorado.
We had a deputy that spotted the tornado as it was on the ground. He didn't realize it had gone through the town.
Holly has been a hard luck town lately. This tornado came less than 3 months after a blizzard that pretty much shut down this part of the state and killed upwards of 10,000 cattle. The tornado also killed dozens of cattle. One rancher said there are some animals hurt so badly they'll have to be euthanized. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Holly.